Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells in Him. We thank you, God, because we recognize in the Spirit the dawning of a new day. We see the tides shifting, and we know that you are changing the times and the seasons. We discern within our spirit that you, who are the owner of wisdom and might, are doing a mighty work in the midst of humanity. We honor you in recognition of the autonomous power that you have to flip things from this side to that side. You are the shaker of systems. You are the ultimate administrator of the universe. You have times and seasons in your hands. You move people. You move policies. You move powers. You change things till they align to your agenda. We thank you for the year 2020, and we thank you for this exponential decade. We thank you for what you have started to do, O God, the one who holds times and seasons in your hands. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, knowing that in due time you would exalt us. We bless you for what is happening now, and we open our hearts to discern your will. In the name of Jesus, we request an awakening amidst of the body of Christ globally, that sons, daughters, saints, and carriers of a divine will be awakened to a recognition of your purpose. Lord, open the eyes of our hearts and cause us to walk in discernment. Give us entry points into the realms of the Spirit, the realms of your operation. Open the eyes of our hearts, O God, enlighten our darkness and school us in your mysteries. We know that these times are different. We know that these times are different. We can tell within our spirit that it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new era. We can sense it in our spirits that you're doing a quick work, cutting it short in righteousness, awaking us, alert us, instruct us, overwhelm us with counsel, make us children of answers, baptize us in a knowing, and school us in the intelligence of the Most High. Open our hearts to your logic. Guide us precept by precept, line upon line. Take us into the wisdom of the ancient and open us up to the landmarks and the mysteries of the days that have gone ahead of us. Show us what you showed to our fathers. Teach us what we must know. Alert your pioneers, alert your forerunners, alert your minstrels, alert your builders, alert your sons, your saints, your daughters. Alert us, activate us, propel us, move us, instruct us. In the night seasons, in the daytime, during worship, when we study, as we commune with one another, let us hear you in the midst of us. We will not be dull of hearing in the name of Jesus. My eyes are open and they see. My ears are open and they hear. My heart is open and I understand. Thank you for teaching me the mysteries of the kingdom. You said unto those who are outside in sin, they will see, but they will not fully comprehend. But you said to me, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Teach me the signs of these times, O God. School me in the mysteries of this season, O God. Open me up to that which I must recognize so that I can step into the harvest you have reserved for this decade. I thank you because this is a decade of harvest, and there is so much you have kept in store for sons and daughters. Awaking us, let those who sleep amongst us be roused, awakened. In the name of Jesus, let our hearts burn within us. Open up the channels and the portals of our spiritual faculty. Sharpen our ability to hear you, for you are speaking, O God. Sharpen our inner ears to hear you, for you are speaking, O God. We receive prophetic clarity and spiritual accuracy. Turn our antennas up to hear you. Turn our antennas up to hear you. We will not grope in darkness, enlightening the places of our blindness. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, be our chaperone and our tour guide in this exciting journey in the estate called God. Teach us, school us, instruct us. You are our strategist, you are our coach, you are our mentor and our counselor. We receive the next most profitable step to take as we begin to access the hidden doors that open up the treasures of this decade. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for schooling us. We receive it with gratitude. We will not spurn your discipline and we will not turn back on your counsel. We know, O God, that your foolishness, the seeming foolishness of the scripture, is wiser than the wisdom of men. We choose the way of the Lord. We choose the wisdom of the Lord. We choose the will of the Lord. We choose the workings of the Lord. We choose the pathways of the Lord, the wonders in the deep. We choose the mysteries of the Lord. We choose the thoughts of the Lord. We choose the logic of God. We choose to be schooled by you, O God. We refuse to yield ourselves or our members to the agitations and the hustlings of our generation. We want to access your secrets, O God, for your secrets belong to those who fear you. You said you will befriend us with your secrets. You said you will befriend us with your secrets. You said it is the glory of a king to conceal a matter. It's the glory of the Lord to conceal a matter, the glory of kings to search it out. Teach us how to search out your mysteries. Teach us how to search out the concealments of the spirit. Teach us how to search out the parchments of the prophetic. Teach us how to search out your heart. Help us to chase after your heart in the secret place. Raise us sons and daughters of the secret place. Help us to host the divine presence. Teach us how to make a practice of your divine presence. Help us to navigate the rapids of eternal life. Carry us on the wings of the Spirit. Open our ears to hear. School us to become fine-tuned in our ability to understand your clues, to understand your directions, to understand your spoken and unspoken intentions. The greatest desire of our lives is to study and to master you. And this is your desire, that we might know you and Christ, the one whom you have sent. You said this is eternal life. Our hearts are burning to know you. Our hearts are burning to uncover you. Our hearts are burning to discover you. Our hearts are burning to rediscover you. Lord, set us on this spiritual treasure hunt and show us who you are. Open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears, that we might hear you. Let an awakening overtake the cities in the nations of the world. Let an awakening overtake the church all over the world. Let the body of Christ rise in her knowledge of you. We are your bride, and nothing about you will be hidden from us anymore. Oh, Shabalaka seplegedene do sotada blada barukasa imbregedede do kos entaste palabraga da sefaza rekedene zotolo bariagabana zibalaba rebos mentregedene gezigada da shapalodosa imbregos frekeste pele de barusota telebrekianda imboste pariandana na kose telebregedene gedos rostok lodoborogodos ma pariandana nasa Scripture speaks of the sons of Isaac, who had an understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, and their brethren were at their command. We receive this type of anointing, O God, in this time and in this age and in this decade. We thank you, Almighty God, for the Issachar anointing. We thank you because it's an anointing from the Holy Spirit who searches the deep and secret things of God. You, Holy Spirit, are the one who knows the mind of the Spirit. You know the mind of God. And we thank you for this anointing that causes us to have an understanding of these times. Thank you, Almighty God, for opening the volume of books concerning this exponential decade to us. We have an understanding of these times, and we know what Nigeria ought to do. We know what Africa ought to do. We know what the nations of the earth ought to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you for roadmaps and blueprints in the spirit. Thank you for economic blueprints, spiritual blueprints, financial blueprints, parenting blueprints, education blueprints, entertainment blueprints, sports blueprints, legal blueprints, governance blueprints, culture blueprints, fashion blueprints, religious blueprints. We thank you, God. Healthcare blueprints, energy and environment blueprints, waste management blueprints, construction blueprints, agriculture blueprints. We bless you, God. Blueprints. Layer upon layer. Script upon script. Page after page. Detailed blueprints for the entire decade. Let it rest upon our hearts. Cut us open. Circumcise our desires. Align us to your direction. Help us set our affection on things that are above. We refuse to chase after money. We refuse to chase after mammon. We refuse to be caught up in the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes or the pride of life. We catch the temptations, whether they come subtle or they come apparent, because we are schooled by the Spirit. We thank you, Almighty God, because you keep our gaze on you. You help us recognize that there's a supply system in the kingdom of God. And as long as we set our gaze on you and we commit to the work that you have sent us to do, we thank you because we will not lack anything. Yeah.